Good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. My sheep know my voice. That line is very comforting and at the same time really perplexing. I know that as one of Jesus, the good shepherd's sheep, that we are protected and that we know what his voice sounds like. But sometimes there's another voice calling at us as well. It's that other voice. If you're on Zoom, would you mute yourself, please? Thank you. So, we know the difference between Jesus' voice and some other voice. Some voice that might call out to us to distract us from our commitment to what it is that God would have us do. Negative noise that we would easily recognize as such and we would ignore it, knowing that this call did not come from Jesus. Well, or do we? I'm pretty sure that the question I get asked the most is, how do I know that what I feel I'm being called to comes from God and not my own desire or some other voice? I have to say that I have not successfully completely figured out that question for myself or anyone else would I want to advise, because I would fall short in my answer. I've come to realize that this is a personal involvement, a personal relationship with Jesus. And every one of us has a different relationship with Jesus. Every one of them valid and every one of them wonderful. I really have come to believe that the answer to that question is that God, relationship with God, comes out of a personal relationship with him. And just as each of our calls is different, each of our ways to discern our call is different. Our gospel passage this morning makes it clear that it's not in the voice of Jesus, that is only in the voice of Jesus that we will find our way. And we must remember that Jesus is the good shepherd, will not let us stray away if only we will listen. Our readings this morning inform us as to ways we can hear the voice of Jesus. The most important one is to know Jesus. Know and study his word. Expect Jesus to show up. Don't wonder if he will. He will, I promise you. So in this, all this, just as a little aside, what is the Feast of the Dedication? The Feast of the Dedication is what is now in this culture commonly called Hanukkah. It's an 8-day Jewish festival that commemorates the rededication of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem in the 2nd century BCE. And it occurs in December usually. So at that time, the festival took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking to the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and they said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you're the Messiah, just tell us. Just tell us plainly." And Jesus answered, "I have told you, and yet you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one will snatch them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Our recent gospel readings for the past few weeks have been about how Jesus showed himself post-resurrection to his friends and followers. So today, our gospel takes us a little further back because this is pre-crucifixion. And Jesus is in the synagogue, and the Jews point blank ask him, "Come on, give us the truth. Tell us what's up. Stop trying to keep it from us." And Jesus, I can see Jesus just shaking his head and maybe even putting his head down to think about it for a minute and respond to them. "You know what? I've told you over and over again, and you don't hear me." I can relate to the Jews in this passage. Sometimes I just want Jesus to show up, tell me point blank that he is Lord, and what it is that he wants me to do, and that this Easter thing is true. That's all I want. Come on in. That's when I have to get out of my mind and into my heart and my soul to listen for the voice that I recognize as my good shepherd. "Thy will be done." The words of the 23rd Psalm tell us that it is our good shepherd. And though it was written prior to Jesus' time on earth, we know that God and Jesus are inseparable. So the psalm helps us to answer the question that the Jews asked, "Who are you? Are you the Messiah?" The psalmist praises God as our shepherd, who provides for us and keeps us from wanting. And it reminds us that being one of Jesus' flock is sometimes difficult. But we can overcome difficult times by listening to the voice of Jesus in our times of shadow. Though we walk through the shadow of death, we will not fear evil because Jesus is with us. Know Jesus. Study his words. Study his actions. Just listen, and you will hear. So we're still in Easter right now. We're fast moving towards Pentecost. And when we have the gift of the Holy Spirit, we will be reminded of the unbreakable connection between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the day when we remember that Jesus made us a promise, and his promises are always true. It's also the birthday of the church, so we'll probably have cake. Just listen, and you will hear. Now, my friend Wilhelmina loves this day. It's often referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday. She tells me that she's been reading up on her family history, and she found a story about one of those great, 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 great ancestors named Wonder, who came to believe in the Good Shepherd and made a commitment to listen to him and not to what everyone else was telling her. What they were telling her to do was not the right voice to listen to. Now, Wonder was a rambunctious lamb. She frequently wandered off to do her own thing. She would hear the shepherd calling her name to come back, but she just ignored it. One day she was skipping along, enjoying her freedom from having to be with a lot of other sheep, because really, other sheep can be very trying sometimes. She heard a noise. It was a noise that she had never actually heard, but had been described to her, and she was afraid. She thought maybe if she just stood still, she would be safe. But then she heard the growl again, and she knew there was a wolf waiting for her. She called out, "Help me, bah!" She wished she had listened to her shepherd and stayed close to him where he could protect her. Wonder made the decision that it would be best to run and try and get away from the wolf, even though she'd heard stories about just how fast wolves are. She knew that if she stood where she was, it would be the end of her. But if she ran, maybe she could outmaneuver him, outmaneuver that mean wolf. So she turned, preparing herself to run back to where her flock was, and right there in front of her was her shepherd. She leaped into his arms. The shepherd banished the wolf from their presence. She was safe. And she remembered sometimes hearing her shepherd pray, saying the words, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil." Wonder now understood why her shepherd was the good shepherd. Not any old shepherd, but one that could deliver her from the threat of death. Wonder knows that it was her good shepherd that gave her a greater meaning than anything she had ever known in the past, and that no one could snatch her out of the Father's hand. Not even a wolf. Take heart. Know that God is God. Run and leap into his arms. Whenever you don't know what else to do, just look and listen and know that Jesus is present. Amen. Please join me in the words of the Nicene Creed, the statement of faith of our church. We believe, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became part of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Now join me as we recite the prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
That light and precious shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially Chris Barden, Dawn Dickerson, Marion Elam, Keith, Sam Eveling, Bob Flagg, Barbara Rayner Guerrero, Tip Harrison, Nancy Lloyd, Beth Long, Celia Luxmore, Jack Pegram, Joanne Perry, Joanne and Roberta, Nell Taffler and Bella Taffler, Keely Walker, Jill Wells, Buffy Wright, Dale Wright, Tobin and his ministry, the Blue Ridge Retirement Community, Kingdom Life Ministries, and the staff, volunteers, and patrons of Goochland Cares. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.